Archaeological Taranto. Neocropolis located in Via Marche. The archaeological area, facing the new Court of Justice in Taranto and accessible from Via Marche, was discovered at the end of the 20th century and represents the largest area of the Greek polis used for funerary purposes. It is, at the moment, open to the public. Inside the area, about 140 tombs have been preserved and can be traced back to one of the most significant areas of the late classical and Hellenistic Neocropolis. The archaeological documents prove a frequent use of the site, mainly for funerary purposes, from the end of the 7th century to the first half of the 6th century, until the end of the 3rd century BC. The site facilitates, in an easy way, a visit inside the Neocropolis of the Greek town of Taranto. The settlement had a remarkable development starting from political events in the 5th century BC. The site enlarged with the construction of a defensive town wall and the organization of a street network that extended up to and included the necropolis. In this area, the distribution of the graves seems to have maintained the original road alignments, which already existed in the previous archaic ages. The present footbridge built in order to allow a visit to the site traces part of the route of at least three road axes discovered during excavation. Two routes aligned along the north, south axis, and one along the east-west axis, probably a real plateia, the main road of the Greek polis. In that area, it is possible to recognize regular blocks, which were progressively occupied by family groups of tombs up to the period of the final Roman conquest of Taranto in 209 BC. Different types of tombs have been concentrated into this area, from the sarcophagus of tombs to the most recent tombs simply dug into the ground or into the rock, or covered by a slab of local soft stone called carparo. In most cases, they were characterized by a counter ditch and provided with lids with double slabs, with flat or sloping surfaces. Among others were the chamber tombs, an indication of the wealthier social groups, which can be dated back between the 4th and the 3rd century BC. A period which, once again, the tombs took on the appearance of a monument. The practice was forbidden in the previous century by a law on luxury, which imposed a less sumptuous exhibition of funerary dimensions. Eight chamber tombs have been identified, located in an eminent position at the crossing of the road axis or at the junction of the blocks. The tombs are accessible by means of steps or a dromos, or a slipway, which were built entirely with square blocks of carparo, or partially dug into the rock and completed. On the upper part, with squared blocks and jutting cornices, in most cases the walls were plastered and painted. Inside each tomb, a funeral bed, klein, is visible, engraved in the rock with decorated bases, moldings and surfaces plastered and painted.